This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report.
Whenever the topic of sex education in schools is brought up, there are many who dismiss an abstinence-based curriculum as being ridiculous. To these people, admonishing young men and women to abstain from sexual activity outside of marriage is unworkable. In our last installment, we discussed one reason for this thinking is that our society has elevated sex to the level of a necessity of life, equal with eating and sleeping as a necessary human function. Well, this paradigm was ushered in the 1960s with something called the Sexual Revolution. Seeing no value in God's word concerning this topic, men and women ignored biblical teaching and indulged themselves in whatever felt good to them. Today, sex is used in advertising to sell products. It's a prime feature in movies, television, and music videos. Talk shows and especially magazines use it as a key feature or sometimes as the main purpose for their very existence. And it's not that sexual immorality is new, but it has never been as widespread or as widely accepted in American culture as it is today. In this atmosphere, it is vital that we, as the church, uphold, maintain, and support a godly and correct view of sexuality as defined by the Creator of the universe. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.